And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. My name is Greg Mangarelli, mayor of the city of Prescott, and your host today. We have a great show today. We're going to be taking a look back at 2018 from the city of Prescott's perspective and give you kind of a rundown of what happened in 2018. And then we're going to take a look ahead at 2019 and what citizens can expect from the city in the new year. My guest today is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr, and we will be right back after these messages.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the Montreal Canadiens live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody, to Talk of the Town. And today we're going to be looking at 2018 first and what happened in our great city. And then we're going to look forward into 2019. I have a guest with me today, Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr.
How are you, Greg?
We're doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice to be here with you, Mayor McGraw.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in today. We have a lot of great things to talk about and what happened in our great city this last year. So what's one of the first things that might come to your mind, 2018?
Well, we put a release out today talking about the PSPRS and the, you know, the advancement that we've made on that. We've really made some good advancement. Let's go back a little bit because our citizens passed Proposition 443, three-fourths of a cent sales tax, and to date, we have sent down, this year we sent down $17 million, and we have reduced our unfunded liability from $86 million down to $69
million. So when you say we sent down $17 million, Billy, that was additional dollars beyond the regular contribution.
Exactly, beyond what's called the ARC, which is the annual required contribution. And so all in all, we've gone from being only 30% funded in fiscal year 17 to now we are at 49% funded, which is amazing because we're going to be over the halfway mark.
Well, I think the big news here is, number one, this thing's going in the right direction from $86 million down to $69 million. And then the other good news is that, you know, you set up a plan, you project what might happen, you have high hopes, and we're starting to see that come to fruition.
And a lot of it is the commitment of the council. There was some current concerns when it passed that then we would, you know, expand our budgets, we would hire more people. We're at the same level of staff that we were, but we're paying this down. Every dime is going on it, and we've paid the ARC, the required contribution, out of general fund, not the 443. So, you know, we're kind of like double-stepping.
Yeah.
And we want to continue to do that.
That's right. Yeah, saying that again, the new tax, the 443 proposition, three-quarter cent sales tax, all of that is going directly to PSPRS,
exactly,
which is generating about $1 million a month.
Right.
And the council continues to use general fund money to pay down that regular contribution.
That's,
I think,
right.
Those are really key points there. And you know, look, moving forward, having that pension fund, that unfunded liability starting to decrease is going to help lower that regular contribution that we have every year.
That's right. So the ARC will begin to slow down a little bit. It was really growing. And if we could visually show on the radio, which we can't do, but we had those lines going where this is going to go if we didn't do something about it. And it has really taken a dip. And had it gone on, would have really been in a mess. So we're in a good spot, which then what that's done, Greg, as you know, it's really made it so there are other opportunities that now we're able to take advantage of that we wouldn't have been, because we would be spending every council meeting talking about what are we going to cut next.
Well, you were paralyzed, from what I understood from a distance, so focused on making that regular contribution that had been growing and paying that out of the general fund, and you really had no margin.
That's right. Yeah. We were cutting library, we were cutting police, fire. We cut just about all we could cut. So it was, but it's all good news.
Well, that's great. I think people are very excited about that. When I share that news with people, they're very excited that's working out the way it is. So, well, let's talk about a new initiative that you were instrumental in. We'd been going to some meetings with local mayors and managers to a monthly breakfast. We had been hearing about this academy where citizens are given the opportunity to really get to know those municipalities better. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we were with the town of Prescott Valley, and they've been doing a citizen academy for years. And I've always kind of wondered why we didn't do that. So then we came back, and I talked to Michael. And as Michael Amara, city manager, and of course he goes, Tyler, come on in here, let's work on this. So we put together an 8-week course, a wonderful curriculum. The citizens go, they go from 5:30 in the evening until 8 o'clock at night, and we feed them dinner, and it's a lot of fun. They develop a lot of camaraderie, and they go through all the areas of the city. We do field trips. They went to the fire department, the police department, out to the airport. And so they really get to learn a lot, the intricacies of the city and how it works.
What do you think the biggest strength is? Like, what do you see the real benefit?
Just that they really do understand the complexity of the city. And what a great job, I believe, that we're doing with staff and the leadership, how great the leadership is in the city. It's amazing how much people don't know about their local government. I was the same way until I really, really dove in being on city council.
Yeah, I must say, I would share that sentiment, Billy, being a rookie mayor. I think I can still say I'm a new mayor. I've only been in office for a year. But, you know, I was just so impressed when I started to go around department to department.
Yes.
And see the level of excellence and professionalism and dedication that these people had for their craft, whatever it might be.
That's right.
I remember going to the water department, and they had these little robots, I guess I'll call them, that go through the lines, and they catalog and film these lines, and just the detail.
That's
and
right.
The commitment they have to ensuring that we have water lines that safely deliver healthy water. I mean, these guys, it's amazing.
And detail. When this is all connected, the SCADA, when all of this is connected with the water, and we will know exactly when there's an issue, where that issue is, what that issue is. And there are, I don't remember the number, Greg, but I want to say there are like 60-something connections that are out there and that we have to make and go to. So it's amazing, really.
So the Citizens Academy, you've had two classes.
Two classes, and they're about 25 in each class. And we're going to start another one in the spring. We're hoping to have 4 a year. So that's 100 people going through that academy a year. And these will be some of our best ambassadors. And the reviews are excellent. People are very happy with them. So I encourage anyone that's listening, if you're interested, just go online to the city website and sign up for the next class. They do fill up rather quickly.
Yeah, no, I've been hearing that there's usually a waiting list, so it's good to get out there early and hopefully get in one of those in this coming year.
Yes.
So it's been a good economy. We had a great year economically. You know, nationally we see this where the stock market has done really well, maybe not quite as much lately, but for the year it did really well, and it was a booming economy. I know that our sales tax, I think, was somewhere in the 4-5% growth rate year over year. What about bed tax? I know you're very involved with a group called the Tourism Advisory Committee, and you guys distribute bed tax that comes in. So what happened with bed tax?
The bed tax has increased. We're seeing tourism increase about 12% this year, and that is tremendous. The bed tax is 3 cents for every head that's in a bed. The city gets 3% of whatever that hotel bill is, and that money goes to the Tourism Advisory Committee. They make suggestions. They advise the council about where are some great spots to put that money. Most of that money is used, about half of it, goes out to encourage people to come to Prescott. So we do a lot of outreach into LA area, to the Denver area, now that we have both of those flights coming in. And then also, you know, internationally, we go to Canada, the UK, and Germany. So we do a lot of outreach for tourism to bring people to Prescott. And of course, the Valley. I mean, the Valley is one of our biggest spots do a lot of advertising.
Phoenix, yeah.
Yes.
So it's up 12%.
Yes.
Total revenue somewhere in the $1 million.
$1 million, yeah, right. We're going to hit $1 million this year.
Well, what a great thing to collect that bed tax, and then you really turn right around and reinvest.
Exactly.
It
you do.
To make sure you continue to fill those beds.
It's a continued return on investments. And during the weekends and the holiday times, we are full. We are jammed full. It's what's called the shoulder season. And the shoulder, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that type of thing. So they work on how to get people here throughout the week and get them to stay a little bit longer.
Some of this money, Billy, goes to kind of help groups market their events.
That's right.
Right?
Okay. It does. And also, we use the bed tax for museums. So our citizens get about $300,000 of enjoyment from this money, because it's used to better the museums. It's events that are in the city that our citizens enjoy, as well as tourists. So, yeah, it's a great system. And the Tourism Advisory Committee, right now, Margot Christensen is heading that up. And John Heine and Ann Stewart, you know, and they do, they actually do what they call FAM tours, familiarization tours. They bring people in. They'll bring like 10, 12, 15 tourists organizers, and they take them around, and they'll take them kayaking on Watson. They'll take them around just to show them what we have.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was at Acker Night recently, and I believe that a group of those kinds of folks,
they were,
you called it FAM?
FAM, familiarization tour.
Yeah, so these are like tour group leaders or
exactly.
promoters. Anyway, I met with that group, Acker Night, which,
yes.
what a great night.
Yes,
right,
really.
To show off our city.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, very good. One other thing I want to touch on real quick, and then we're going to take a little break here in a minute, is, you know, when we talk about new programs, the other thing that we forget about, because it's been several months ago, was the new ambassador program in City Hall.
One of the things we wanted to do, and Michael Lamar kind of spearheaded this initiative, he wanted to make the City Hall everybody's hometown, everybody's City Hall. So when people came into the City Hall, they felt welcomed. So we created a volunteer program where we have an ambassador, we have a desk there, and someone welcomes people to City Hall and, can I help you? If they see someone sitting, you know, have you been helped, sir? Just that really nice outreach customer service. And in fact, one of our ambassadors today, I was out at the airport, and one of our ambassadors was out there, and she was flying to Denver.
Oh,
yeah,
that's nice.
It was.
Well,
she's
again,
excited.
You know, we talked about the Citizens Academy. It's kind of a two-way street,
it is.
Right? It's a great benefit to our citizens to have better service, to be welcomed by someone. You know, no one wants to come to some new place and try to find utility billing.
That's
or,
right.
You know, you're trying to read the signs and don't know where to go. And yet for the ambassadors, it gives them another glimpse into how city, you know, the city works.
And we encourage our ambassadors to go through the Citizens Academy, and a couple of them have. But they have some real ownership of that. And it's their spot. They do either a morning or an afternoon every day of the week. So we have about 10 to 12.
That's a great education, because you do need some grasp
right.
of, you know, how the city works and kind of the different departments to be able to help people efficiently. Well, cool things happening in our city. You know, people ask me this year many times, how is it? How do you like being the mayor? And it's like, look, we're in a great economy and we have a great city. What's not to like?
And we're running, right?
Oh,
we're literally running from early in the morning to, it just seems like there's so much always going on, and we're getting a lot done.
I wish I could run as fast as you.
Right.
I know you're running.
We all are.
So
it's
it'll be nice to take a little break here over
Christmas.
Yeah,
I'm looking
Christmas.
Forward to
yeah.
it, actually.
Well, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Can't make it to midnight on New Year's Eve? Cliff Castle Casino has you covered. Join us for a special free new New Year's Eve celebration on December 31st, featuring Cashed Out, a tribute to Johnny Cash. The celebration kicks off at noon with a champagne toast in the Gathering Event Center located in the casino. Local favorites Tom and Chandra will keep you entertained before the concert. Seating is limited. For details, visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli. Sitting in with me today is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr, and this is Talk of the Town on KQ&A. We're looking backwards a little bit here, 2018, and kind of recapping all the great things that have happened in our city. And Billy, you know, we would be fully remiss if we didn't talk about the airport when we're talking about looking back at the amazing things that happened this year.
You know, I was out there most of the day today, and we started about 9 o'clock with the 9,000th passenger enplanement. I should say 9,000th enplanement. So, and that was a lot of fun. It was a veteran, and nice man. And so we gave him the gift, the prize, and he said, "Oh, no, I want to give this back." He wants to give it to Make-A-Wish Foundation. So I gave it back to John Heine. So we'll give it to a child. We'll do something with it. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so, nice man.
So 9,000 today, passengers that enplaned here in Prescott. You know, I was looking at some numbers on this, Billy, recently. You know, we had Great Lakes earlier this year. We forget, seems so long ago, but we had Great Lakes at the beginning of this year, and they left, I think it was about March or April. And those enplanements at that point were about 1,200 with Great Lakes.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't it amazing?
Wow. So, and then we had no service for
until August 29th.
Yeah.
So really, effectively, we're going to have September, October, November, December, 4 months, and
yes,
we're going to have 9,000.
Yes.
9,000 people flew on our plane just in those 4 months.
That's right. And when you look at those 50 passenger plane, and there are a couple of seats missing, that's it. And you have a couple of those flights every day. It does add up. So we're hoping to get our 10,000th. We've already sold enough tickets for 10,000. So we know we sold the tickets. The whole key will be if any flight has to cancel for any reason.
That would be the big thing. I mean, you may have a few no-shows, but I think we're 40 or 50
exactly
people over 10,000.
Yes.
But you're right. If you had a snowstorm, that could really hurt us in Denver.
That's right. And so today we celebrated the 90th birthday, too, of the airport. And so the city chartered King Air, and we flew eight passengers back and forth to, not the same eight passengers. We had a series of every,
as a part
yeah,
of the
like
celebration.
About every, it's the celebration.
Good.
And to also make sure that we ensure that we hit that 10,000. It cost us $7,300, and it'll mean $1 million to the city.
Pretty good investment.
It is a great investment.
So, you know,
we flew to Cottonwood and landed, turned around, and came back. And so I think there were 8 or 9 flights.
Nice. You know, when we talk about the airport, one thing I always want to make sure we do is thank everybody, not
yes
just in Prescott, in the whole region.
That's right.
For supporting our commercial air service. You know, we'd had some not so great service for a number of years, and people, I think, had kind of lost faith in our commercial air service. And so for them to really get behind this and support it, it's been tremendous to see the outpouring of support from the region.
It has. And we had today, I talked to a lady that was from Prescott Valley that was flying. There were a couple from Prescott, and then I talked to folks come, they're coming from Sedona, they're coming from everywhere to fly. Talked to one gentleman, mayor, that has already flown 7 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 7 times to Denver. They're moving to Prescott, and so they've been kind of going back and forth and
perfect
looking, and so, yeah, 7 times he's flown.
A lot of that, you know, particularly with family or business is what I hear. A lot of people running back and forth to L.A. for business, I'm aware of, or family. So it's such a great service. And, you know, it's just so nice coming back into Prescott, landing, and driving the 15 minutes it takes me to get home.
Yes. You know, one of the things I love is when you drive up to the airport now, you see that regional jet, and it just looks awesome sitting there. So, yeah, it's good. It's very good.
So yesterday we were at council, and we had a great presentation on the terminal, the 30% design of the terminal. What were your thoughts on that when you saw that?
Beautiful terminal. It's an artist rendering, but it just looks like Prescott to me. It's got, you know, the wooden ceiling, which is very high, lofted ceiling with a lot of glass, or you have bright light coming in from the ends. Then there's a lot of contrast. There's stone. There's concrete. It's really beautiful.
I love the simplicity of it, and I love just how they really put a lot of thought into what will be the easiest, best experience for the folks flying.
You know, to get through the airport so you can anticipate, you know. Mm-hmm. So when you look from the parking lot in, you know where you need to go. And there'll be a smaller concession area. It's going to be very efficient. And I believe it's, what, 18,000?
18,000 square feet.
And then it will be expandable. So by the time we get it done, we'll probably be talking about how to expand it. But that's kind of built into that plan.
Yeah, no, I think it's really smart that we're building something that while it may feel like we didn't build quite big enough initially, I'd rather be on that end of
that's
the spectrum
right.
than build way too much. There's also some other factors with the environmental approval that we have sitting there waiting that
right.
has a restriction for the size of the building, and we just would hate to prolong this construction.
Well, and we're more competitive to go next year because there are four cities applying than the next year where there will be a lot of people applying. So it's better for us.
That's right. So the price tag on this is a little over $11 million total. And we put into the FAA for somewhere around $9 million.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we
set aside about $3.5 million from the city. Which
yeah. The beauty of this is, as we've talked, we don't have to do anything to create a tax or raise any taxes to pay for this. All the money is going to come from the federal government, which is really from user fees, which
that's
we can
exactly
talk about.
Right, user fees.
And
people who use the airport, people who fly, not, you know, so if you don't fly, you're not paying. But if you fly, you want a decent airport and you want to be able to get through it. It was very congested out there today at the airport with a full flight going to Denver and people with Christmas presents. And, you know, sometimes when you fly short trips, you don't take the big luggage. Everybody had luggage. And it was quite hard to get through TSA today.
Holiday traffic
it
today.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
so even in our little airport. Yeah.
Well, it's nice to know that we have the money set aside and ready to go for that. Coming out of the ground, probably, I'm hoping, in September of next
right
year.
Right in the fall, yes.
So
great ground next, but that will be wonderful.
Yeah, probably.
So excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Probably ready to use by summer 2020.
Yeah.
Is that what we're hearing?
I would think it would be probably done within a year.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully less.
If we can, yeah.
Hopefully less.
Yeah,
than
if
a
we
year.
Can get it moving faster.
Well, cool stuff at the airport. The other couple little things, you know, parking's still free. There is a little shuttle service if you want that convenience of a secured parking spot. And then also there's a new 60 spaces.
Sure. And today there was plenty of parking.
Yeah,
I got there pretty early.
Good.
So, but it's filling up.
Yeah.
When then you get the LA flight coming in. So, and going out. So, yeah.
Right. And you get folks staying longer.
That
kind of stresses the parking spaces.
So I think we're expecting next week, like on the 30th, to hit our 31st, maybe even New Year's, to hit our 10,000. So it's going to be
tight.
It's going to be tight. You and I may be jumping on that flight, Mayor.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever it takes to get to 10,000 because it means $1 million in additional funding from the federal government from that user fee that we were talking about, as well as just a better position when you talk about getting more federal grants.
Right.
You're in a much better position after you get over 10,000.
One of the things I really enjoyed looking at that rendering of it's how, like you said, how simple, and it was clean.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like Prescott. It was, you know, it wasn't old looking. It was. I'm very excited. I think Michael did a great job on that.
Michael Taylor is
Michael
a local
Taylor,
architect
yes.
that's been working on that, and then we have a few other architects that are specialty in airport design that were leading out on that project. So
Before we leave the airport, Mayor, I'm very impressed with Chip Childs. So let's talk a little bit about it, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Chip Childs had an opportunity to have breakfast with Chip right before commencement at Embry-Riddle. He is the CEO of SkyWest Airlines. SkyWest Airlines is the parent company. SkyWest actually contracts with Delta and United and
Alaska and American Eagle in Alaska.
And you know, what a great guy. What a gentleman. I know you had some time with him the evening before.
Yes, yes. He said, you know, when you went, because I was on a trip, I wasn't able to go, but when you guys went to St. George, Utah and spoke with him, he said, we just knew the numbers penciled out. Prescott would work. And he said, and it will work. You will see 50,000 enplanements here. But the way that we're going to do this, it's going to be, I think, very manageable. You know, 50,000, if we're doing 25, 30,000 with our two, you know, just add a couple more flights to different destinations, and we're going to be at 50.
Well,
very manageable.
SkyWest is headquartered in St. George, Utah, and St. George is very similar
to
Prescott. And they've seen tremendous growth, and they have an airport there that's quite amazing. It's a brand-new airport that they put there. I think it was about 15 or 20 years ago, but What a great organization. It's so great to be partnered with SkyWest, and they do a tremendous job.
Yes. It's good. And great for Embry-Riddle, too, you know, that they brought him in to speak at the commencement, had great things to say. And so I think we really made a nice, and he talked a lot about relationships. And this is about developing a relationship with SkyWest, Embry-Riddle, City of Prescott, Town of Prescott Valley, everybody, Sedona. Everybody's going to be a part of this relationship.
Well, and you know, when you talk about that, I think one of the biggest factors that really caught SkyWest's eye was Embry-Riddle and the possibility of a pilot program.
Yes, they actually have a program set up.
Yeah, no, it's
to feed them.
That's right. And so when you think about the internships and the possibilities of those students being able to get exposure to SkyWest Airlines, United Express in our case, and then think about with commencement, all these parents are having this amazing experience flying in on United Express.
Right.
Don't you think they're going to talk to their son or daughter and say, hey,
absolutely,
what a great experience. You should look into SkyWest.
Yes, yes. And then a lot of the Embry-Riddle students were using, of course, the airplane. Because I remember in the past, especially when we lost that service, they got out of session and they couldn't all get down to the valley on the shuttle services. And I mean, the shuttle vans were all filled with Embry-Riddle students, and it's hard to get that going. So this is going to help them a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Great partnership with Embry-Riddle. So speaking of aviation, I was out at the airport earlier this week, and Michael Lamar and I went into the aviation office.
Yes.
Aviation with an E as
an electric.
Yes.
Electric aviation.
That's right. So Eviation, if you're not familiar, is an Israeli-owned company. And we were first introduced to them a little over a year ago. And they are building the first all-electric regional airplane.
Yes.
And they have a little office out there, kind of on your way into the airport before you get to the main parking area. You can see it on your left as you come in. And we talked to the folks out there this week, and it's very exciting to kind of hear the progress.
Right.
I really have a lot of faith in this company that they're really going to get this off the ground, so to speak. And they're supposed to fly the first prototype at the Paris Air Show this summer.
Yes.
So I know that this is really going to have a tremendous effect on our city. It's a great organization, a great business, a great concept. It's a great fit for us. Again, Embry-Riddle is a great partner here.
Exactly. They're
doing a lot of research and development.
Yeah, that's right. And they have, you know, we are going to be their headquarters for the U.S. will be the city of Prescott, which is amazing. So it's an international company. Their headquarters for the United States will be right here in our city, and they will be manufacturing those planes at the airport.
Yeah,
be amazing.
That's going to be a lot of jobs, a lot of really good jobs.
Yes.
Out there somewhere near the airport.
And clean jobs.
Right. Yeah, it's a very clean industry, and it's very cutting edge.
Yes.
You know, this is really going to be a game changer, and it's really going to help people move about the country from these regional airports.
Yes.
You know, people sometimes get concerned about the Essential Air Service and kind of how that's funded and all that. This really is going to be very affordable regional service to make people more mobile from all these smaller regional airports.
Right.
So I think...
And they're amazing people, aren't they?
They're great people.
Amir and, yeah.
Yeah, they're great people. So it was such a pleasure to get to know them when they first came to town, and I look forward to meeting them here. I think again next month they're going to be back in town.
Good.
And they always love coming to the city.
Yes, they do. Yes.
It's very different, I think, than what they're used
to.
Yes. They love it. They love coming to Prescott. So, well, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we've got so many more things to talk about, awesome stuff happening in our city. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Every day, they'll discover new things that help them grow. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Now also serving at select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information and to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision, caring for eyes for over 30 years. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. With Christmas less than a week away, you can expect to see an increasing number of passengers at the airport. Many people traveling during this time are not frequent flyers, so they may not understand all the security rules.
We recommend that you wear slip-on shoes, so they're very easy to remove at the security checkpoint, but also very easy to put back on the other side of the checkpoint. If you're traveling with something that maybe has a liquid component, or maybe has a blade in it, our officer's going to take a look at that to determine if it can go through the security checkpoint, if it is allowed in the cabin of the aircraft.
TSA spokesperson Lori Dankers advises against wearing bulky jewelry, large belt buckles, or jeans with rhinestones because those items can set off the metal detectors. Also, liquids over 3.4 ounces are not allowed. This includes bottles of water, jams, jellies, and personal items such as shampoo. There's also a myth about traveling with wrapped gifts.
You can wrap your gift and bring it with you. But keep in mind that wrapped gifts are screened just like any other item.
If you don't have TSA pre-check and you go through the general boarding lines, your electronics must be inspected. Sunny and pleasantly cool, chilling late tonight to about 32 with clear skies in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, then warming to the sunny low 60s tomorrow, the upper 50s Friday through Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, clear this evening, down to 35 after bedtime, sunny and dry highs around 70 tomorrow, up to 67 Friday, 64 this weekend. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and sitting in with me today is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. And we're recounting all the great things that happened in 2018, and so many things. We don't have enough time in an hour, Billy, to talk about all the things.
No, I know. It's been a great year.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I just so appreciate your leadership and what you've done for our city and how you just, you're everywhere. You know, we try to be out there and talk to as many people as possible. And I think folks really appreciate that, Mayor. They want to know that we're part of this community and love this community, committed to it. And you do that by doing this work. Yeah. It's not just, you know, signing papers and.
Yeah. There's a lot of, unfortunately we can't make it to everything, but we try to get to a lot of stuff. And I honestly kind of follow your lead in that regard. I feel like you're a lot more places than I am. But.
Well, it's about relationships and making sure that people feel connected, that they can come and ask. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one topic that's very important to our region and our city is water. And, you know, we really want to be good stewards of water. And you know, I think when we talk about water, we can kind of tie in growth and kind of what we're thinking in terms of what we're seeing in growth.
Yes.
And kind of our philosophy on growth. Those two seem to kind of go together. But I was amazed, Billy. I've learned a lot in a year, let's say that, about water, and came in really wanting to learn a lot more, but also with a mindset that we've got to be so smart good stewards with our water. But you know, as we've kind of moved forward, we had a third-party water audit because of the need to make sure we're being wise with our water, want to make sure we have a good handle on our water portfolio, wanted to get an outside look from an expert, a hydrologist, and I was amazed at some of the findings with that. The one, I guess, that sticks out the most to me was that we're seeing in the last 4 years our water usage has dropped 2% on average annually. 2% annually.
With the growth.
With growth.
So we're growing about 1.5% a year. And then our water usage is dropping 2%. And it's been dropping over time. And the interesting thing about this study that he's doing, he's actually looking at individual houses. Exactly. He's looking at the water that's used at every house.
Right.
So, I mean, he's actually looking at that data, so he knows.
Yeah, he's getting way into the weeds. You know, we haven't really got the full report at all yet, but I look forward to that. And, you know, a lot of what he attributed to this conservation and this drop in usage with our growth really had a lot to do with appliances and fixtures. You know,
yes.
where California has been very water smart or conservation minded and imposed some new regulations in terms of water usage regarding appliances and fixtures. And then other states around us, Colorado,
right.
I think he mentioned New York.
Mandated, yes, they've mandated that they use a lower flow. And as a result of that, the manufacturers, that's all they're going to make because they're not going to put in high flow, low flow.
Right.
You know, they're just going to go to the low. And they go to the big states. Texas was another, California,
that's right.
Texas, Colorado.
Right. So all around us,
yes,
those states enacted those new requirements. And as a result, we really benefited
exactly.
in many ways, you know, from that because the manufacturers are stocking their shelves with that everywhere. And so as much as I'd like to pat ourselves on the back, we have some good programs.
We do.
And that's helping as well. Part of it was our demographic. You know, you really see with fewer people in the home, you see seasonal, you know, the fact that people really are getting away from a lot of grass, except
yes.
for your husband, but
yeah.
Getting away from that landscaping
right.
that uses a lot of water.
That's right. So it's certainly the outdoor, but it is also the indoor. I know we just recently got a new washing machine. Well, that is huge. I mean, this big washer uses about 1.5 cups of water. And the one before used probably 20 gallons. It's crazy.
Right.
I mean, you could swim in the thing. It was so big.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great Maytag.
Right.
And, but we just knew it was not very efficient. And so I think, and also the new homes are very efficient.
Right.
Because that's the selling point for them. People want efficient homes. I know Dorn Homes and I know Mike Fan and Mandalay Homes. They really are building energy efficient homes because it's a selling point and they treasure water.
That's right. And people are very conscientious and want to conserve. So, you know, we've seen some things out there where, you know, we're running out of water and all these things. And really, I have to say, it is just not true. We last year used 6,700 acre feet of water in the city of Prescott. And the allocation from Arizona Department of Water Resource allows us 16,500 acre feet per year. So we're well under what the state has allocated for us. And then in terms of running out, you know, we've been talking to our folks that monitor our wells out there in Chino Valley. We're in the Little Chino Aquifer. And they're telling us that over the last 20 years, our level of water in our wells has only dropped a few feet.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're talking about a 3 million acre foot aquifer down there.
And this is during a drought time.
During a drought time.
Right.
That's right. So, you know, in terms of the skies falling when you talk about water, it's just not true. I really look forward to getting to
Me
the
too.
Heart of the matter of these facts and these findings from this water audit. And we should have this person in front of people in January is
yes,
what I'm hoping.
Exactly.
Right. And really
yes.
get the message out and then allow people to just ask questions because people are very concerned and I get it. You know, I want to make sure that we're good stewards of what we have.
Absolutely. And interesting when we were talking with Governor Ducey in his, you know, as he went around the state, he said the issue that people talked about most, not the economy, you know, not the roads, just mm-hmm. basically was water. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the issue of drought. And there are areas because they depend on the Colorado. We do not depend on the Colorado. So we are unique in that way because Prescott has kind of taken care of Prescott, our AMA. So the city of Prescott has actually reached safe yield. We're putting more into our aquifer than we're taking out of our aquifer. But it's important that we have that data, that we get the truth out on the table, and we just, and at the same time, like you began the session, is we're good stewards with it.
Yep.
We're going to make sure that we stay on conservation, and at the same time, let's not think the sky is falling, because it is not. We are in pretty good shape with water. Probably better than any of the other city that's in pretty good shape is Tucson.
Right.
Because of things that... The other thing, Greg, is that do we really then need to expand a lot of money to go do other things like put a pipeline in from the Big Chino if we, in fact, don't need it at this time?
I mean, that's a good point. You know, I think I would tell you that the city has done a tremendous job of managing its water portfolio. I think the council has done a tremendous job to put us in great shape for the future, for my grandkids, great-grandkids, et cetera. And so to have the Big Chino out there as a an asset, I think is tremendous.
Insurance policy.
That's right. No, it's a great thing to have in our pocket. The other thing I want to go back to real quick that you mentioned is there's a lot of talk in the state about water.
Yes.
And just reemphasize what you said is that, you know, when you hear those talks about the drought and needing new water policy in Phoenix, that's related to the Colorado River and the needs in the valley.
That's right.
We are a totally separate aquifer, and we're not in that conversation.
Interesting, too, one of the things that the consultant said was that the only place that isn't going down in its water use was Scottsdale. And they're kind of maintaining, and they've got all those pools, the swimming pools. And I think, I don't remember, it was like 100 swimming pools or something we have.
I think 140 swimming pools up here, yeah.
I'm not even quite sure where they would be. But
no, right. I can't even count
that
many.
I know. Prescott Lakes has one, and I don't know. But, yeah, there's not that many.
Well, that's a good conversation on water. But let me jump to something here where we got about a minute left, and that is Arizona Eco Development is on everybody's mind. And, you know, we see the group out there that wants to save the Dells. And, you know, we're going to save the Dells.
We are going to save the Dells. We are saving the Dells. We said that from the get-go. We all want to save the Dells, for one. And but with negotiations, we are saving the Dells.
Yeah, I think people are going to be really happy. You know, hopefully we can share with the public in February the final result of really working hard and rolling up our sleeves. And I must say that Arizona Eco Development has been willing to really sacrifice and work with us. And we're gonna have a good outcome.
We are.
With Arizona Eco
Development. People will be very pleased. When we come back, we'll talk about some of what we've already done in the Dells, which I don't think people really understand that. And then, of course, where we want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we come back, we will talk just a little bit more about Arizona Eco before we wish everybody Merry Christmas. You're listening to KQ&A. We'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. You're back just in time to make another couple of pet food deliveries from Olson's in Prescott.
What's that? Pet food deliveries. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. And yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and wild bird food deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays to your door. And delivery is free on orders over $25. Under $25, we charge a nominal $5 fee. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664. Give our elves your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning. It's not that we don't want to see you in our store, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies, and this delivery service will take care of that. After all, at Olson's, good enough just isn't, and we're here all year, not just the night before Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Win $119,000 this New Year's Eve at Cliff Castle Casino. Don't miss Wheel Spins every half hour from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $1,900 cash. And just after midnight, someone will spin the wheel for a chance to win $119,000 cash. Celebrate New Year's Eve with free live music by Grupo Latino in the Gathering Events Center and the Mike Reeves Band in the Dragonfly Nightclub. Doors open at 8 p.m. for both shows. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody, to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. I'm here with Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr, and we're wrapping up this hour, which went very fast, talking about all the great things in our city, Billy. And we were talking about Arizona Eco.
Yes.
And I think where we left off with Arizona Eco Development is we were talking about open space in our city. And you know, the city has done a lot to preserve open space. And in the Dells alone, how many acres have we already bought?
In the Dells right now, we have 418 acres of open space already in the Dells.
Okay.
And that the last 20 acres of that came from Dr. Ascari. So it's not all connected.
Yes.
But most of it is.
Yes.
And of course, you know, and Joe Baines was saying that doesn't even include the lakes. Actually, the water area.
Gotcha, Watson Lake and Willow Lake.
Yes, and Willow Lakes.
Yeah, and you know, the big one really was a year ago, Billy, right before I was sworn in, you guys purchased 160 acres.
160 acres in the Storm Ranch. And, you know, Joe Baines has done an amazing job with the Over the Hill Gang and Chris Hoskins and doing the connectivity with all the trails. I mean, we have more trails probably than I can't imagine any city our size mm-hmm. with population having as many trails as we do in our city. So it's amazing.
Well, I'm excited for 2019 to get this kind of behind us, if you will, and really get this done where we do the right thing and we're able to preserve what needs to be preserved. And move on.
From the beginning of the whole Arizona Eco Development, we saw this as an opportunity for the city. It is private property, mm-hmm. but, you know, Jason Giese with Arizona Eco Development, I mean, he wants to do the right thing, and I truly believe that. So I believe that through these negotiations, this is going to be a great gift to the city of Prescott.
Yeah. No, everybody's going to benefit for decades to come. So we're down to about a minute here, Billy, and just reflecting on Arizona's Christmas City, the parade, the lighting, Acker Night.
So much.
What a great city we live in during Christmas.
It absolutely is. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I go through my neighborhood and all the lights are shining and just – it's so warm, and you did shop with a cop for children. Everybody, my big brothers, big sisters, you know, we're buying clothes and goodies for all the kids. And so it's just such a giving community, Mayor. It just, it does our heart good. We are a bright light in the state of Arizona.
I would agree. You mentioned shop with a cop, and what a great event that was last Saturday. I had my daughter there who was helping Chief Black, and it was so awesome
yes.
to see the kids
yes.
and all the community support around that event.
I will do that next year because this year we had, you know, the Emory Riddle. So next year, hopefully they won't coincide, but if they do, I'm going to go to the shop with a cop early.
So thanks so much for being on
You're
the
welcome.
Show, Billy. Merry
That's
Christmas
right.
to you. Merry Christmas to everybody out there and Happy New Year. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli. So long. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.